Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's a full-packed show, so we're going to get right into it. Before we do, I want to remind you that we've interviewed over 600 advisors, authors, and thought leaders on a wide variety of topics. You can find all of their information at the audio library at ExitCoachRadio.com. And if you're listening on your desktop, remember that you can put ECR, Exit Coach Radio, ECR Mobile into your smartphone and listen from your smartphone. You'll find an app that comes up there and you won't miss an episode that way. My first guest today is Jerry Teplitz, Dr. Jerry Teplitz from Jerry Teplitz Enterprises, Inc. And he's joining us from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Dr. Teplitz is in the business of optimizing brain performance, and he's going to talk about how to increase your brain's leadership performance to new levels of excellence. So, Dr. Teplitz, thanks so much for joining us today, and welcome to the show.
Delighted to be here, Bill.
Dr. Teplitz, you started Jerry Teplitz Enterprises, Inc. approximately how many years ago?
This is my 41st year doing speaking, training, consulting. So a long time.
41st year. Okay. Well, that's phenomenal. That's a lot of experience. And do you speak to a lot of different groups, things like Vistage International and things like that? Do you? Or?
Yeah, I do. I do Vistage, I do Young Presidents Organization, Entrepreneurs Organization, Bankers, Construction, Real Estate. I go pretty cross-board industry-wise because when you're talking about brain performance, whatever industry you're in, you better be using your brain to be successful.
Everybody has one. Hopefully they all use them properly. But you're in the business of helping people to optimize brain performance. So let's talk about that. What is brain performance? How do you define that?
For me, brain performance is, let me use you as my guinea pig, Bill, are the things in your job that you don't like to do.
Yes, absolutely.
That you kind of avoid doing and, you know, or you force yourself to do and, it, you know, you knew it wasn't the best. Would you agree with all those possibilities?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, there are things I don't want to do.
Yeah, so what's going on is you've got what I call brain blocks. Things in your brain that come up in a manifestation out there of what we do or don't do or do poorly. And so what I've done is I've created an approach that lets you get over those blocks in minutes by using very simple body movements that are called brain gyms. I don't know if you've ever heard that term, Bill.
I have not. That sounds interesting. Tell me more.
What it is, it was work that was developed in the 60s by Dr. Paul Dennison. He has a PhD in education, and he was working with children and adults with learning disabilities and discovering that he could take D and F-graded students and give them the capability of becoming A-level students in a semester just by using very simple body movements. And I came along, got involved and certified because I was blown away by the level of change and transformation that would happen in kids. But I also got to see that nobody was using the work for in the business arena because Dennison came out of an education background, and the people who were getting certified and teaching it were people from an education background teaching it in school systems and to kids. And so I asked him, could I create a course for salespeople called Switched On Selling? And they said, sure. So it's a one-day seminar. We now have it on DVD, and it's also downloadable. Doesn't teach a single technique of selling the entire day. It's a brain rewiring approach. And can I give you an example of some of the changes we've had? Because we've actually done research studies on what's the outcome of this, if I can share that with you.
Yeah, I would love to hear that. But first, before we get into that, you know, we always hear so many people talking about, well, that's just you. That's, you know, you need to work on your strengths and delegate your weaknesses. But what I hear you saying is there a way to burst through so that things that are your weekend that you don't like to do now become stronger. So, yeah, please, that's very fascinating stuff. So please continue.
So we did a research study with 695 people who went through the Switched On Selling one-day seminar. And one of the statements that they responded to is, I am comfortable asking for the order and closing the sale. They had choices of strongly disagree, agree, disagree, and strongly disagree. And so beginning of the seminar day when they walked in, they filled it out first thing. These are real salespeople, Bill. 52% of them responded on the negative side, that I'm not comfortable asking the order and closing the sale. So what do you think that means when it happens, when it's time to ask for the order and closing the sale? It's called, I'm going to go the other way.
That's why the 80-20 rule and is always out there, because there's so many people that are really afraid. They're afraid of rejection at that point. Yep. Is that what it boils down to? Okay.
Yeah, so now here's where the change happens. So we take them through the one-day seminar. They're doing these brain gym movements, rewiring themselves. They fill out the same questionnaire again, end of the day. So the statement again, I'm comfortable asking the order and closing the sale. You now had only 8% on the negative side. Now, normally when you go to a seminar after it, you're excited and then things mm-hmm. start to fade away. Well, what we did in these studies we've done is we re-asked people a month later, fill it out a third time, because who wanted to get over seminar high, a placebo effect? And on the negative side, it had dropped from 8% to 6%. Now, here's, to me, is the even more fascinating thing, Bill. Beginning of the seminar day, on strongly agreeing, I'm comfortable asking the order and closing the sale, there was 16% there. End of the day, it jumped up to 35%. A month later, they got better. It was 50% with the other 43 in agree. So we now had 93% on the wow. positive side without teaching a single technique the entire day.
Now, in athletics, it's long been known that there are triggers that a lot of athletes will they'll flick themselves on the wrist, as an example, as a signal or indicator that it's time to kick into high gear. Is that kind of what we're talking about here?
No.
Okay.
nice
try.
Okay, it was good. Good try, yeah. There's a guy named Bill Brooks. He has owned a multi-million-dollar sales training company, passed away a couple of years ago. But a number of years ago, so this is a guru at sales level. He brought me in to do the Switched On Selling seminar for him and his sales force. I finished, and then he waited 4 months to write me a letter about what the impact was, and he said, I deliberately waited because I wanted to see what would happen. He said, first thing he said is his selling abilities improved. Now, this is a guy who's at guru level, owns a multi-million-dollar sales training company. His abilities mm-hmm. improved. Mm-hmm. One of his mm-hmm. salespeople, within a month after the class, had sold 4 months of her year's quota. Within the 4 months after when he wrote the letter, she had sold her full year's quota. And he said, most sales training needs repetition. There's no repetition needed in Switched On Selling. And so this is coming from a guy who's, you know, is the top of the sales profession.
That's fascinating. So are there any basic kind of an outline of techniques that you can share with us here? Obviously, we want people to get in touch with you and learn about it and buy into the system, but what are the mechanics?
Well, let me give you an example. Are you in a position where you can actually stand up and still talk to me?
I'll give it a shot. I don't know how it'll sound on the microphone, but I'll give it a shot. Okay.
I'm going to do most of the talking anyway. And listeners, if you're in a position where you can stand up or do this later, because I want to show you how your thoughts affect the whole physiology of your body, Bill. So since we're talking about selling, have you ever had a negative sales situation happen?
Of course.
Okay, so what you're going to do in a moment, you'll be standing with your arms at the side of your body, and I'll ask you to visualize that negative sales situation negatively. And then I'll have you ask you to observe your physical posture. So your eyes will be closed. So you're not opening your eyes to look down. You're just observing, am I standing upright? Am I leaning? Am I going side to side? So you're just observing physical posture. Then I'll ask you to observe your breathing. Is it deep? Is it shallow? Whatever it is fine. I'll ask you if you observe any pain anywhere and where it is, and observe what's going on in your mind. And then you'll play the respondent for the audience, okay, with this? And again, listeners, if you want to join us now, stand up, and let's do it now. So, Bill, you're standing, hands inside of your body. Just close your eyes.
Okay.
And now think of that negative situation negatively.
Okay.
And now intensify that negative thought. And now, without adjusting your body, just observe your physical posture. Tell me what you're observing.
My shoulders have stooped over a little. My neck stooped down a little. I feel like kind of the Charlie Brown character that got rejected walking around.
Right.
And my breathing is shallow.
Right. Okay. And people, by the way, will use the word usually for what you describe posture. They'll just say slumped. Breathing was shallow, so we got that. Did you notice any pain anywhere? And it's okay if you didn't.
No, I did not, no.
Some people do, most people don't, but some people do. And then what did you notice going on in your mind? Churning, anything like that?
Well, just not so happy about the situation as I recalled it.
Okay, good. So now, and listeners, you may have observed the same thing. Some of you may actually have experienced pain. And I'm going to go back through this again now. But, Bill, what I want you to do, if you ever had a very positive sales situation?
Yes, I have.
You're going to pick one of those. So I'm going to give you the same instructions, and we'll go through that. And I want you to observe again with the different pieces I tell you to look at. So now close your eyes. And, listeners, if you're in a place again, join us with this part. And so now think of this current situation that you're viewing positively and really intensify that thought, Bill.
Okay.
Now, once again, observe your physical posture. So what are you observing on posture, Bill?
Shoulders are back. Mm-hmm. Standing upright.
Great. Breathing. What did you observe there?
A little deeper, a little more
deeper.
Positive. Yep.
And you didn't have any pain anywhere, but lots of folks, when I do this, the pain will have actually disappeared. So the question is pain in the mind or in the body? And what did you observe going on in the mind from the first time to this time?
I felt a lot more optimistic the second time, a lot more happier, just happier.
Great. So what you got to experience, and for listeners who did this, or if you do it later, got to experience that our body literally talks to us all the time. What Dr. Dennison, who developed this brain gym work, came back in and said, can we use movement to change the body and affect the mind? So that can we take that negative situation, for example, that's one of the pieces we teach in the first part of the class, is how you can take that negative sales situation and in 2 minutes get rid of the charge attached to that negative thought. So it no longer has to have a negative impact on you. So we've also got versions of this that we've done for people involved with network marketing called Switched On Network Marketing or multi-level marketing, if you're familiar with that term instead. We've got a version of this for startup entrepreneurs, a version for Switched On Internet Marketing. I'm working with a internet marketing guru, Tom Antione. We're going to be releasing within the next couple of months a online streaming course on that. And then we have Switched On Management to apply this in the management sector and Advanced Entrepreneur for them as well. So we literally can take the wiring and the places you're stuck and the difficulties you have, and it becomes minutes. It creates change. So the question probably that comes up for folks, does this mean there's a bottom line impact for a company? Can I share a story with you on that, Bill?
Yeah, would you please? Thank you.
So there is a company in Virginia Beach, Virginia, called A-Active Termite and Pest Control. The president of that company is Kevin Kordick. He heard me speak to a group he belongs to called Entrepreneurs Organization. Now, this is in the middle of the recession. He decides to put half his sales force through the one-day switched-on selling seminar, and I tell him, put your mediocre mid-level folks in the class, and he does. Kevin is very heavily into tracking statistics, and one of the things he observed is six of the eight people he put in the class immediately jumped above his top-tier people. They went in a day from mediocre to above top-tier. I'm doing the seminar again in October of that year, and we're still in recession, and he puts the rest of the sales force in the class. And then a year later, when we first started moving into slow recovery, I said, what happened over the course of the year from recession to beginning of recovery? He said, and this, is by the way, is when all other pest control companies in the country were either going out of business or barely holding their own, he said his profits doubled. On two of his high-end product lines, Bill, he became the number one distributor in the country. One of his guys jumped up over 300%.
Wow.
Now, of the six that jumped above his top tier, Bill, two of them thought the seminar was a crock. They thought it was a pure waste of time. 4 months later, Kevin sits him down in his office, says, here's your stats before the one day. Here's your stats since the one day. What changed? And even they said it was a one-day seminar. So it's not a belief seminar that you got to believe it to make it work. You just participate through the process. And that's how we've designed the video course and the online streaming course so that you're actually participating as if you're live in the seminar to get your brain switched on. So we've got switched on selling and management and the others available. Some of them are just live still, but some of them are videos or streaming.
And that's fantastic that you now have a DVD video series so people can have their sales force go through this wherever they are. And tell our listeners a little bit about that, and let's tell them how they best get in touch with you, Dr. Jerry.
Sure. Well, you can go to my website at teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, teplitz.com, and you'll see a button that says at the top navigation, specialized seminars. You get a drop-down menu. You'll see specialized seminars there, and then you go into selling and management and startup entrepreneur network marketing. You'll see one button that says the proof validation research. And then if you go into products, you'll see where you can buy the Switched On Selling DVD album. It's six DVDs, four of them are the live seminar with me teaching it as if you were there in the class. Two are by Dr. Tony Alessandro. He's a sales guru, and they're on technique. And you also get a book that went to bestseller on Amazon that he and I did jointly called Switched On Selling. And you also get the participant manual, so you're going through the classes exactly as if you were with us right there.
So, listeners, remember, we started this talking about how many people just hate to close, hate to get to that point where they're facing rejection, and the brain gems that have been discovered that are included in this program. It sounds like a phenomenal program, and you've graciously offered for our listeners that if they call 800-77 and the word relax, R-E-L-A-X, today or within hearing this, then the price will be reduced from $299 plus shipping to $249 and shipping covered. A great bargain. I mean, why wouldn't you do that just to help? If you can get your middle people up, you know, if you can increase those sales, that's where the money is. Your top people are your top people, but everybody can improve, it sounds like, by listening to this. So I really appreciate you coming on, and it's fascinating information. I'd love to have you back on sometime, Dr. Teplitz, so we can talk further about the science behind this, because I think it's fascinating.
And there is real science behind it. I talk about that in the videos, so that's easy to do, Bill. And if they're going to call in, it's, again, 800-77, so just two sevens, and then the word relax, 777-3529, and tell them you heard me on Bill Black's show, so that way my staff will know that you get the discount.
Well, we sure appreciate having you on. It was fascinating information, and I look forward to the next time we speak. I hope a lot of our listeners take advantage of this exceptional offer, Dr. Teplitz. Thanks very much.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Bill.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay with us.
business owners, if you came back from lunch and there was a resignation letter on your desk, which employee would you really, really not want it to be from? What are you doing to prevent this from happening? At Exit and Retirement Strategies, we design plans that attract, motivate, and retain key employees. For a free consultation, call Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774. Call today.
Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.